You ever felt at times like an outcast or an outsider? Because really, as Catholic Christians, Christianity is meant to be outsiders. We meet three outsiders in our readings today. We meet Naaman, the Syrian. We meet the 10 lepers, and especially the Samaritan. Both of these are outcasts in a double way because they had this leprosy and they were not part of God's chosen peoples. And then we meet St. Paul, writing from prison, an outcast, waiting for the death penalty to be installed or carried out. All of these men are outcasts, but they all become insiders in God's world. In our first reading, we meet Naaman, but I think we need to know a little bit more about him, because we just get this very short story, or this very short part at the very end of his story. He is a captain in the Syrian army. He is a pagan. He doesn't know God, but he has this very powerful position, and yet he is inflicted with this disease that doesn't take any notice of our power or position in the world. But he also had a slave girl, and this slave girl notices this condition. She notices that he has leprosy, and she tells him that there is a prophet in Israel that can cure him. And at first, Naaman wants nothing to do with this, but eventually he decides that he will go. So first he goes to the king of Israel, and the king is thinking that here comes this captain of the Syrian army looking for a fight. I have no power. I can't cure leprosy. But Elisha hears of this, and he sends word to the king. Tell Naaman to go to the Jordan and plunge 7 times. Naaman doesn't want to do that, so he goes off to see Elisha for himself. And Elisha doesn't come out to see him. He sends one of his servants out. Again, for all the social things in the world at the time, it's a slap in the face. Naaman looks at the Jordan River. It's a slow-moving, muddy, dirty river. And he remembers the rivers of his homeland, powerful, clean water. And he refuses. But his slave girl again comes to him and says, if he had come out and asked you to go on a pilgrimage, if he had come out and asked you to do a great sacrifice, if he had come out and laid his hands on you, if you would have done any of these things. When he asked something so simple as just to go plunge 7 times into the Jordan. And Naaman gives in and goes. He plunges himself 7 times into the Jordan and is cured. And now he wants to give thanks. So he comes to Elisha again. But Elisha knows it wasn't him. He was simply a servant himself. It was God who cured Naaman. So Naaman asks for 2 mule loads of soil so that he can go home, back to his pagan country, and yet build an altar on Israelite soil so that he can worship the God of Israel on Israelite soil. Naaman is cleansed not only on the exterior, but more importantly, he is cleansed interiorly, much like the leper, the Samaritan leper. Jesus enters this village, and these ten lepers come up. They shouldn't even be within shouting distance, but they call out, Jesus, have mercy on us, Master. And Jesus gives them the Jewish teachings. Go, show yourselves to the priests. And they go off, and as they are going, one of them realizes that he's been cured. And so he comes back, and he falls at the feet of Christ, giving thanks to God, praising God. And he was a foreigner, a Samaritan. Again, a double outcast from society. And now he is coming back, giving thanks to God, being brought into God's family. St. Paul became an outsider and an outcast. He had one of the most powerful positions on the inside. He was the chief persecutor of the Jewish society of this new Christian way. He enjoyed power. He enjoyed his position. But after his conversion, he is rejected by society. So much so that we hear him in jail today, waiting for this death penalty to be carried out. So what do we do when we feel like we are outsiders? Like we are outcasts as Christians, as Catholics in the world? Because that is what we are called to be. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. So it's no surprise when we teach the teachings of our faith that we're considered outcasts to the society, to the culture. When we teach that the dignity of all human life is to be held sacred from conception to natural death. When we teach that contraception is an abortificant and is intrinsically evil. When we teach that embryonic stem cell research is taking of a human life and is intrinsically evil. Euthanasia, again, the taking of a human life. When we teach that human cloning not only destroys the dignity of the human person, it is an attack on the institution of marriage. When we teach that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. When we teach that same-sex unions are sinful. When we teach that cohabitation outside of marriage is sinful. When we teach that all people have a right to religious freedom and expression. When we teach all of these things and more. When we teach that it is not about being a Democrat or Republican above all. It is about this moral code of who we are as Christians, who we are as Catholic Christians that should be our guide in all things, in how we spend our time, how we spend our money, our guide in how we vote, in who we associate with, in all that we do. And when we realize that we are outsiders and outcasts, we're called to follow the example of Naaman. We're called to follow the example of this Samaritan and of St. Paul. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. That's what we're called to do, in the good and in the bad, in all circumstances. We give thanks to God, the one who will not leave us as outsiders, the one who invites us and calls us into his relationship as sons and daughters. We do this first and foremost simply as Christ laid it out for us. When we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, Greek for Thanksgiving, this is what we are called to do. Something so simple, to give thanks to God. No matter what is going on in our lives, in our world, we give thanks. And in this way, the Sunday celebration of the Eucharist is lived out, not just for an hour inside these walls, but we take it with us every day, every moment of every day. Every moment we are living as outsiders, waiting to be called home, where we will be inside with our Heavenly Father.